Well, good morning. This is, help me with that. There you go. Thank you. I use the music stand a lot, as you can tell. Well, this summer, we've been making our way through Luke chapters 7 to 9. And it's this section of Luke's gospel in which we witness Jesus healing the sick. He's raising the dead to life. He's proclaiming good news of the kingdom and forgiving sins. And all along the way, we are invited to consider this question, who is this? And that question, who is this, actually first appears earlier in Luke's gospel, in chapter 5. In that familiar scene where a paralytic is lowered through a roof, and Jesus tells him to pick up his bed and walk. But what brought about that question was not that all of a sudden a paralyzed man could walk. What caused the question was that Jesus told the man his sins were forgiven. Who is this who speaks blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God alone? Similarly, a few weeks ago, we heard Jesus say those same words to a woman, a sinner, who anointed Jesus with oil and washed his feet with her tears and hair. Your sins are forgiven, Jesus said. To which those at the table responded, who is this who even forgives sins? I find it fascinating that it is the mercy of Jesus to forgive sinners that causes folks to question his identity. They marvel at the miracles. They praise the power of God in Jesus. But mercy, grace, forgiveness, who is this? Well, last week we heard Jesus tell the parable of the sower, a parable in which Jesus says that when he sows seed, he speaks the word of God. So those words, your sins are forgiven, are God's word. Those who have ears to hear, let them hear. Which brings us to our passage this morning. If Jesus speaks God's word, what does it mean to listen to Jesus? What happens to us when we hear and receive from Jesus God's word? Well, you become a light. Your family, you do it, Jesus says. Well, let's hear these words from Jesus. They're God's word from Luke 8, 16 to 21. You can read it along in your order of worship, or you can turn there in your Bibles if you have one with you. This is Luke 8, 16 to 21. No one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand, so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be made manifest, nor is anything secret that will not be known and come to light. Take care, then, how you hear, for to the one who has, more will be given. And from the one who has not, even what he thinks that he has will be taken away. Then his mother and his brothers came to him, but they could not reach him because of the crowd. And he was told, your mother and your brothers are standing outside, desiring to see you. But he answered them, my mother and my brothers are those who hear the word of God and do it. This is God's word given for our good. Let's pray. Lord God, we do thank you for your word. And we pray now that by your Spirit you would meet us, that we could hear what it is you have to say. Move us, Lord, to repent, to confess our need for you, and to move from this place as a people who point to your love. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. So a few years ago, when I was a cadet at West Point, a few might be a bit of a stretch. I still feel young. 20 years ago, when I was a cadet at West Point, I taught and was in charge of the kindergarten Sunday school class for the Protestant Cadet Chapel. It's the main chapel on post. And we'd have a lot of fun with the kids playing games, telling stories, and singing songs. And one of the songs that we used to sing is a classic kids song, This Little Light of Mine. If you grew up in the church, and even possibly if you didn't, you know this song. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Come on now. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. It's a remarkably simple song. Cute, even when sung by preschoolers, and yet deeply challenging if we pay attention to it, if we hear it. You see, it presumes that something has happened to those who sing it. They've changed. They have something to offer. They belong to something new. And they're being invited into dark places. I would offer our passage this morning. Jesus is inviting us to sing this simple and challenging children's song. And Jesus' words in these few verses from Luke, they help us understand more fully what it is we're singing, what it means to listen to him, what happens to us when we hear his words and receive them. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Well, first, we change. Or to be more precise, we are changed. Transformed into children of light. We'd be in error if this song begins with us. What are we supposed to be or do? The song says that we have a light to shine. But where does that light come from? What is the light? Well, Jesus says that no one, after lighting a lamp, covers it with a jar or puts it under a bed, but puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light. No one after lighting a lamp. In Jesus' day, the lamp had to be lit. In our day, the light bulb has to be screwed in and the lamp connected to a power source. So what is that source? What is the light? Well, the answer is the Word of God, but not the book, the person. Jesus is the light. He is the power source. Remember the context of Jesus' words here. He just finished telling a parable of the sower casting seed, of Jesus proclaiming the good news of the kingdom, of speaking God's word. And that seed, that good news, God's word, is inviting us to see and encounter the person of Jesus. He is the light of the world, the light of all human beings, the light to the nations. And this is nothing new to us readers of Luke's gospel. In the beginning of Luke, the angels proclaim to the shepherds good news of great joy that Jesus is the Savior, the Christ, the Lord. In Luke 4, Jesus reads from the prophet Isaiah that good news is to come to the poor, liberty to the captives, sight to the blind, liberty to the oppressed, and that this good news is fulfilled in his presence, in him. And in Luke 24, after his resurrection, Jesus opened up the scriptures and he interpreted in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. God's written word is God's self-revelation, realized and fulfilled in the person of Jesus. No one has ever seen God. The only God who is at their Father's side, he, Jesus, has made him known. Jesus is the living Word of God, the Word made flesh, the light of the world. And Jesus is not hiding his light under a bushel, no. He is letting it shine so that all those who enter may see the light. It's just not in the way that people expected or wanted. The light of the world, Jesus moved toward all the wrong people, outsiders, the marginalized sinners, healing and forgiving people, and then connecting himself to them. He invited them to tell their story and his story, proclaiming the good news of the kingdom. But the light of the world didn't stop there. The light entered the darkness of the cross, endured the darkness of the tomb, and the darkness did not overcome the light. It is here at the cross where we see the fullness of God's light in the person of Jesus. It is at the cross where we see most fully, shining brighter than we could ever imagine, the light of the world. There's a theologian named Michael Gorman who says that the cross is the interpretive lens through which God is seen. It is the means of grace by which God is known. And it is in the light of the cross and in the power of the resurrection that God changes us. It is in the person and work of Jesus where we are connected to God who made us, who loves us, and who redeemed us. In Jesus, we encounter who God is, and we learn who we are. In Jesus, we are changed, transformed into children of light. We become a lamp that is lit, a light connected to its power source. There's a poem that's a prayer by Jim Cotter that captures well this deep and transformative work of hearing God's word and receiving it within, of being connected to the light. He says, "Give to each of us a candle of the Spirit, O God, as we go down into the deeps of our being. Show us the hidden things, the creatures of our dreams, the storehouse of forgotten memories and hurts. Take us down to the spring of life and tell each one of us our nature and our name. Give us freedom to grow in order that we may become that self, the seed of which you planted in us at our making. Out of the deeps we cry to you, O God. Take us down to the spring of life and tell each one of us of our nature and our name." In Jesus, we hear God speak and he tells us who we are, that we are beloved, that we are forgiven, children of God. Hear this word, receive it, and allow God in Christ by his Spirit to change you, to call you his own, and to connect you to the light of life. Changed, connected to the light, plugged in and powered on, we learn who God is and who we are. And we learn the way that we have something to offer. Light. Everywhere I go, I'm gonna let it shine. Hearing God's word, receiving the good news spoken over us by Christ, that we are known, loved, and forgiven, we are changed. In Christ, the light of the world, we become true children of light. We have light to offer everywhere we go. And the light we offer is the light we have received, the light of Jesus, his love, his grace, his mercy. There's this scene in the Gospel of John, a scene that I reference probably every time I preach, because it shapes my whole understanding of what it means to follow Jesus. It's that scene in which Jesus washes his disciples' feet. And after doing so, Jesus asks his disciples if they understand what he has done to them. In other words, are you paying attention to what I'm doing? Are you listening? Are you hearing what I am saying? If your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. You've been washed. You've received my word and work by faith. You are connected to me, Jesus says. Now share this light with others. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You also are to love one another. By this, all people will know my disciples, if you have love for one another. connected to the power source, changed by Christ, we have Christ's love to offer. This is the light we shine everywhere we go.